looks like a cheap Chinese knockoff, except without any of them pesky Chinese. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. And here's them idiot hosts of yours, Derek Knight and Colin Burton.
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of SonofCheese.com. With us, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Hello, fam.
Hello, listener.
Listener.
I can't guarantee there are fans.
If they're listening, they're a fan, because God, we rock.
God, we rock. Just like the last couple of weeks, Heather from Matted Spam is in.
Hello.
Justin Carmichael from Emerald EmeraldHierophantBlogspot.com, also JewWario.com.
What up, my peep?
Though he will set you on fire as soon as look at you. And his wife, Jennifer, is still in the room with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I haven't broken anything yet.
Not quite yet. That's the thing. Before we started, she was just ripping things in half, my equipment, not even standing up to her brute strength. Just manhandling.
All 5 foot 4 of me.
That's right. Manhandling the mic stands and God knows what else. And some such and whatnot. What we're going to talk about on today's program is probably a very touchy subject for a lot of people. It's what's funny and what's not. And one of my, I guess I could call him a hero. He had a quote that said, humor is a very unique art form. It's one of the only art forms that is solely defined by the recipient. And I think that's very true, because people have so many different ideas of what's funny. Case in point, Dane Cook is not funny. But apparently he appeals to the masses.
I think hilarious. Some of his stuff is funny.
I have this problem, I guess, that I overestimate the intelligence of the masses. And then Dane Cook becomes a superstar. And I just, this is one of the things that I was saying to get under Heather's skin specifically, because she seems to have some sort of female hard on for Dane Cook.
No, I just think he's funny.
He's not funny.
He is funny.
He's not funny. I'm sorry.
He's very funny.
In all honesty,
I've already told him.
I can understand why you think that he's not funny.
Well, why don't you fill me in as to why I don't think he's not as okay? No, wait. Tell me why you know how I know that you don't know that I don't know why you know that I know that he's not funny.
Well, because I didn't think that he was funny at first either. I thought he was very loud and just obnoxious, jumping around, just screaming, making funny noises.
And then you're thinking of those tight black Robin Williams pants. I think that's actually why he's popular with the ladies. He's not funny.
See, but I thought he was gay. I mean, I'm not saying he is, but watching him,
I can see that
he looks very gay on stage.
And I never thought he was cute. I just thought he was funny, because
how?
I never saw him, because Colin had...
I don't even know you anymore.
Colin had his CDs, and he said, you gotta listen to this guy, he's funny, and he was.
Colin said that?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. Colin.
The whole at the wall thing still just cracks me up. I don't care how many times I hear it.
Yep.
Yeah, and then being a Catholic, his jokes about the Catholic, you know, the Lord's a little stale today, that's funny to me.
That was funny.
Yeah. Mm. That is funny.
You know, my brother-in-law went to Catholic school, and he and some friends got together and petitioned for Cool Ranch-flavored Lord. And they were denied, sadly.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not even making that up. At least nacho cheese, they begged. No dice, back to the same old water cracker Jesus that was served every Sunday, every communion, every cheater's mass on Wednesday.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
That's right.
That's why you got the wine to help smooth it down.
Help wash it down. This is originally
can't have the flesh without the blood.
Originally, it was just this is my body, and then people complained. Fine, take my blood too. I get it. So
and that's funny.
I'm glad you think so. But again, it's an art form solely defined by the recipient.
Yeah, because
you are the recipient in this case. You found that humorous. Other people, like say the Pope, wouldn't think it was so funny.
The Pope doesn't think anything's funny.
How do you know?
His name's Ratzinger.
But he was a Hitler youth.
Exactly.
Something's funny to him.
He likes itchy and scratchy.
Like Justin setting things on fire. Every time Justin sets a homeless person on fire,
the Pope
gets a boner.
Oh, God.
Justin's leaving.
My poor baby.
And right now, some of us in the room are enjoying an adult beverage, while others in the room are just enjoying what? What would that be? A juvenile beverage, I guess.
I guess.
Fine.
No, I got the
underage drinker.
Juvenile.
Justin's got a fine vodka Collins. Heather has an amaretto sour, one of the frou-frouiest of frou-frou drinks. And I'm enjoying a spiced Roman Coke, because I'm kind of a pansy boy. Colin, on the other hand, is enjoying some sort of soda from Subway. I don't know what's in that cup. It could be anything. It could be the blood of a small child.
It could be the
blood. It could be, but could they, be the blood they were Christ. Out. So
could be the blood of Christ. You could be having communion right in front of us. I would like the Subway Club with double meat on communion wafer, please.
Yes, and 36 ounces of Jesus blood.
36 ounces of the blood of Jesus, the blood of our Savior.
Hey, I know what's in that. Remember now.
Oh, you win!
The new and everlasting covenant.
That's right. That's exactly what's in the large drink always. Speaking of what's funny and what's not, and getting away from the fact that you all seem to think that Dan Cook is something special, let's go around the room then. What is something that you've and if you say Dan Cook, I'll just turn your mic off. It's easy. But let's go around the room. Colin, you can start. What is what's something that you find that is funny on a regular basis you can't get enough of?
George Carlin.
Why is George Carlin so goddamn funny to you?
I don't know.
You can't explain
it. He speaks to me.
No. He speaks to you. He touches you in ways that others have never touched
you. I like his observation. I like what he has to say about things.
You like the Icebox Man?
Who?
Icebox Man. The George Carlin routine, the Icebox Man. I'm an Icebox Man at my house.
That was early in his career, right? Wasn't it?
I don't know.
I like his newer stuff more than his old stuff.
Wow, now see, I'm the exact opposite way. I like his older stuff more than his newer stuff. He's just so jaded and so hateful in his new stuff. And
that's what I like about it.
You like
Colin loves hate. Colin has hate tattooed across his right hand, the knuckles of his right hand.
Yep. Yeah.
And he doesn't even have love on the other. It's just blank waiting for something worse than hate.
that fits in four letters.
Yeah, that's why he has
Or that you can shove on four fingers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Despicable.
No, yeah, he's a bit more jaded, but I imagine some of that has to do with losing his wife and all that.
That and making more money, so much money that he doesn't have to care about being funny.
No, he's still funny.
You know, I find that happens to some of my favorite stand-up comedians. Case in point, Bill Engvall. His early stand-up, his first CD was gold, and then since then, really, he's kind of slipped. I mean, it was like he had a set amount of material, and it gave him such success that he had to go beyond that set amount of material, and he just fails at it.
And it's just not working for you.
Well, it's just not working for me. And since I'm the recipient, I get to say what goes in this case.
Yeah.
The masses, though, well, he's from the South, so of course the rednecks are going to dig him because, you know, they don't eat their own, certainly. But I do find that sometimes success can be a comedian's worst enemy because when you're successful as a comedian, what do you generally get?
Sitcom.
A sitcom or a talk show. And then what comes along with that sitcom or talk show?
Failure.
Well, failure, ultimately, that's sure, a team of writers.
Right.
Suddenly, you take somebody who has lauded as being funny, and you take away the creative power from them. Take away the writing from them, because that's obviously too much work. But then again, that's
not all comedians write their own stuff anyway.
This is true, but the good ones should, don't you think?
Should?
I mean, if you can write a funny joke that gets a comedian laughs, shouldn't you be telling that joke?
You don't necessarily have the ability to tell jokes. I'm serious.
Are you talking?
Yeah, there is a timing issue.
Are you talking to? Yeah, you.
Yeah,
that's
go for
what
it.
Buddy
go for it.
Buddy Hackett said to Johnny Carson. You know what the secret? I'll ask this question of you, Jenny Valentine. Do you know what the secret? Ask me. Ask me the question. What is the secret of comedy?
What
timing?
Secret
timing. And it's true. Timing is one of the secrets.
And also some people might be really good at writing comedy, but not be willing to stand up in front of a bunch of people and
pussies.
Yeah, if you had the lisp, if you had a lisp can be funny, but if you're trying to tell a real joke and you got a lisp.
I would laugh. But it would be more of that,
More
of that less fortunate than me laugh.
Right, that you do so often.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm evil.
So, yeah, some comedians don't write their own material, so they don't mind having writers for a show either.
But at the same time, I believe that that's kind of the beginning of the end of them being any good at what they do. Yes, they're successful monetarily. Yes, they're getting more and more exposure, but are they actually doing something creatively satisfying?
Unless you get a writing team who writes very much like you, I would argue that...
Yeah, I mean, like Ray Romano, Everybody Loves Raymond. That was a success. Then you look at Jeff Foxworthy and the Jeff Foxworthy Show, and oh my God, did that ever bomb?
I'm sure the Bill Engvall Show will do just about as well. Now, Heather, moving on, who do you think is funny?
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
And explain why, please.
Okay, you know what? I was thinking about this, and all I could think of was this line from the movie he's in, Knocked Up. He's a funny motherfucker. He just is. He's just... He's very dry in his...
Colin's very dry. Is that why you like Seth Rogen so much? Because
he looks like Colin, too.
Colin type of humor?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, I think he's funny.
That's the thing. I read Colin's blog posts and it's too bad, Colin, you don't talk like you write because goddamn, you're a funny writer.
He talks like that sometimes.
There you go.
Not enough.
There's my point.
Not enough.
Okay, going back to what you
said
earlier, though.
It's hard to be spontaneous, though. I mean,
why is it the comedian's responsibility to always entertain you and not become successful?
I would never begrudge somebody success, but I would hope that after they become successful, they become even more entertaining.
Oh, sure, you hope, but I'm just saying.
But just look at Robin Williams.
Yeah.
He was funny, and all of a sudden...
Well, I think Robin Williams, he's kind of a one-trick pony.
Yep.
He runs around the stage. Oh, yep. Look at that. Oh, what's that over there? And it's the
does
same
the voices.
Act.
And that's it.
Yeah, he was great as the genie in Aladdin. Sure.
That was a perfect,
is that a stand-up comic act? No. Is it funny? Sure. It's funny in parts, but...
It's like the guy who was I can't remember his name. Bruce Almighty.
You mean...
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey. I can't stand him.
Oh, I've never been able to.
I really
can't
stand
him. You know, the only role I like Jim Carrey in...
Because Jim Carrey's always playing Jim Carrey.
Yeah, but the role that I liked, the only role that I will watch Jim Carrey in was Man in the Moon when he played Andy Kaufman.
Yes.
Andy Kaufman being the fact that he was a genius. Sadly, they chose Jim Carrey to play him, but Jim Carrey did a fine job playing him.
And still,
so you don't like him as the fire marshal in Living Color?
That was...
I'm sorry. No.
You don't? Really?
Just about... Yeah, sorry.
Let me tell you something.
You must have liked him.
Oh, yeah.
So, moving on. So we've got George Carlin, Seth Rogen. You over there in the corner, Justin.
Louis Black.
Louis Black is funny. Louis Black is angry, and he's very funny.
And I didn't used to like the angry comedian. I really didn't. And I think that just listening to him...
You never liked
him,
Dennis Leary? Because Dennis Leary was a funny motherfucker, boy.
Dennis Leary is tough because you have to be smart beyond what I am. And you have to have a thesaurus and
now, are
all
you thinking
of...
Dennis Leary or Dennis Miller?
Oh, Dennis Miller, I'm sorry.
No, Dennis Leary was
Dennis Leary, angry guy.
Yeah, I didn't even like him. Yeah.
Really? You know, the funny thing, I'll tell you what, somebody who's actually found good success as an actor beyond his stand-up
is
Dennis
Leary.
Leary, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I hear he's great
Rescue
Me.
But the movie The Ref.
Oh, The Ref.
With Kevin Spacey was seriously one of the best movies I've ever seen.
But in Demolition Man, when they brought him on for a cameo, that was the height of his comedy. And they said, okay, just be yourself. Do your routine. And so it wasn't very entertaining for me because I didn't care for his routine at the time. But because I don't really know the difference between Dennis Miller and Dennis Leary. Louis Black and Dennis Leary. It's just because I just
it's not
like
something that
one
you
more
sought
than
out.
The other. Yeah.
Well, and Louis Black is funny. I will give you that. He's definitely
he's got a little bit more intelligence in his instead of just ranting.
Well, he's definitely
got bits in it.
He's topical.
Yes.
And he's definitely in the political humor. He's definitely into current events humor. What was the line he said when they were talking about the Hezbollah that was left over? It's like you move out of an apartment and somebody calls and says you left a box of your stuff here. They called him up and said you left your Hezbollah here. And I found that funny. You're the only one that laughed. Nobody else in the room laughed. That means Justin, you and I are the smartest two in the room.
I wasn't listening.
Whatever. I just don't think that
I was zoned out trying
funny.
To remember comedians.
And, okay, so you, who do you think is funny? Jenny Valentine, poet extraordinaire.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Oh, my God, he's
although
a genius.
Christopher Walken is not a stand-up comedian, isn't that?
No, neither but he's got amazing timing.
He has amazing timing.
Oh,
and
my God.
Talk about somebody who is not, who can go above taking himself seriously.
Now, yes. But here's a question. Does he ever play anybody but himself? I mean, it's always he's always himself, though.
Now he is. Since Pulp Fiction, he has become a caricature of himself,
yes.
And he has cashed in on everybody loving Christopher Walken.
You
but before
look at
then,
the Deer Hunter.
But
oh
before then,
God.
He was a very accomplished and serious actor.
Very talented dancer as well.
Oh, yeah. I loved him when he was dancing. That was great.
But his appearances on Saturday Night Live also... You know, set the stage for what was to come. You know, he was excellent as what was the Continental.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really is. He's actually the kind of person that I really respect. Somebody who's very good at what they do, an accomplished actor, good at acting, but not above, you know, will not take himself seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, will enter a role knowing that he's going to be a caricature of himself and do the best goddamn job at that. That is, you're right. He is very, very funny.
Yep. And as far as actual comedians, I was thinking Steve Martin's a favorite of mine. I like his writing style especially.
Steve Martin, yes. Yeah. I don't think there's a time that I have never, ever not liked some of his comedy. I actually think that as his movies from Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, I think starting with that one and then going further along, you've got the intelligence going into the comedy so that yeah, there are some, I'm a wild and crazy guy, but then you actually have to think and go, wow, that really is funny, because it's genuinely funny. It's not because he's being silly, it's not because he's being slapstick, it's not because he's being like Jim Carrey. It's because he's got this intelligence behind his humor. L.A. Story is filled with that
amazing
sort of humor. And like I said, starting with Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, which is one of my favorite Steve Martin films, definitely starting with his, okay, let's see if I can put some intelligence inside of this humor and not just be bouncing off the walls and still see if it's funny. Robin Williams never got away from that.
Obviously, you like Steve Martin pretty well. You're gay for Steve Martin. Completely gay for Steve Martin.
Yeah, I'm gay for David Bowie. But that's another story. That's another podcast.
Oh, now I've got two.
Who I recently found out was the Venture Brothers. He was the Guild.
Fuck
is it? You watched the Venture Brothers, Justin?
I have seen it on occasion.
Colin allowed me to borrow season 2 DVD, and what's the?
Done with that yet?
Well, yeah, I'm done with it. You can have it when
he
you leave
knows
here.
About David Bowie, then yeah, he's done yeah. with it.
But I can't remember what his title was, what the Overlord or whatever the fuck it was. Anyway,
yeah,
it's
something like that.
In the end, it's David Bowie. Well,
that's cool.
And he's a shapeshifter. But the Phantom Limb hires Iggy Pop and whatever the fuck that other was. That Spider? What the fuck was that?
Brilliant.
Lou Reed or what?
I don't know. I'm not gay for David Bowie. In fact, I'm totally hetero when it comes to David Bowie. So
and he's also in Extras, which is the British.
Oh, we just watched that too.
But David anyway, enough of David Bowie, because he's not funny.
Well, there you go.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. Yes.
Yeah, okay, so Colin, okay, fine, Colin.
Funny as hell.
Fine, Colin, we're back around to you. Who do you think is funny? Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais, Derek. I think it's Ricky Gervais. Well, go, Colin, Ricky Gervais.
He's funny.
He's so
have you
funny.
Ever, well, the original British Office is excellent.
Sorry, I have not caught up with it. Yes. But I know that you do believe he's funny, and you tried to turn me onto his podcast, which I did not find funny, and I found tedious. But I have since seen more of Ricky Gervais's work, and I do agree with you, he is funny.
What of his work have you seen?
He was, I think, the museum director at Night at the Museum. Was he?
Yeah, but that's not much of a part, though.
No, but I'm saying that he definitely has a presence about him that you know that he's got command of what he's doing, but he's also a fine comedic actor.
But you need to see his Extras.
Absolutely
wonderful.
I actually enjoy Extras a lot more than I did Office Space.
Office Space, just The Office.
The Office. For me, uncomfortable humor is very tough for me to enjoy.
Really?
So
it was because he was made fun
of
that and
in the
beat
Extras
as
well.
A child.
But it's short and it's done with, and then it's over. Whereas in The Office Space or in The Office, it really just kind of keeps
on he drags
growing
out the uncomfortableness,
and it's tough. It's tough. I can't find it funny.
Do you feel embarrassed for the characters?
Yes.
Is that the
hell
problem?
Yes. Yeah, and that's why.
Everyone's had bosses that really are like that.
Yeah.
And you just want to throw something at the TV.
To end, and I just kind
of... Well, I'd like to delve into, before we go any further with this, I'd like to delve into Justin's brain here for a second. So by proxy, you feel embarrassed, which makes it uncomfortable for you. So
yes.
That's funny. So you really... It's either that you don't get the joke, or it's just completely lost on you.
No. He gets it.
No,
gets
I get the joke. It's just
it
that
just
I
makes
don't
you
find it funny.
It makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Which
it's
extremely
like,
funny.
Oh, that's funny. Wow, that's not funny. I feel for that character. I don't want them to be
you're
in
not
that
a,
situation.
You're not a big practical joker, are you?
I am not a big practical joker.
No, it's backfired on him.
Yeah, that's what I hear. The whole water thing. He explained that on a previous podcast. Yeah.
Well, and even that wasn't really a practical joke. That was just kind of a short thing. I see a practical joke being something that's for me, kind of hurtful, because every time I've had a practical joke done on me...
I really find this hard to believe. The guy that would set a bum on fire for asking for change doesn't want to be mean-spirited. Finds mean-spirited humor uncomfortable.
Well, because he knows ultimately he's making the Pope laugh.
If some... If somebody is being a dick, you know, I think it's okay to be a dick back. But if somebody's not being a dick and then hurtful things are done to them, I start to feel uncomfortable.
Justin. If you have not seen The British Office...
I haven't.
You really don't know the level of uncomfortable that thing reaches.
It really can be bad.
He pushes. He knows where to push. He knows where to get a joke.
Yeah. And I think in the extras, he knows how far to take that. And that's why I enjoy extras more than The Office.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Heather.
And why I don't enjoy, you know.
Once Justin's the other guy trailing on.
Sorry.
The other guy? Oh, you mean the American? Stephen Colbert. Hey,
you guys can...
No. Yeah, the movie and...
The thing with the stuff. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, never mind. Go ahead.
Heather.
Yes.
Second person you find.
Okay,
humorous.
I'm going to go along with Colin and Ricky Gervais's little... His second guy.
Stephen Merchant.
His partner, yeah. Stephen Merchant is so funny.
Why?
Why? Because he's got one of those faces. I like people that can make funny faces.
You like the emotion. You like people that can act.
Yes.
Visual.
Yes.
Visual stimulation makes you laugh.
Yes, and Stephen Merchant is good at that. Plus, he's good at the uncomfortable humor like Ricky Gervais is.
Yeah,
he says stuff that you go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, but you have to laugh at the same time.
That is some of my favorite humor, which is a lot of times if I'm trying to be funny, which unfortunately I fail at a lot of times, I do try to make fun of religion, because even though I am religious myself, I do find it to be a subject that will get you that kind of, oh my God, I'm not supposed to be laughing, which is the best kind of laugh to receive, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
when people don't want to laugh, but they're laughing anyway. Anybody can give you a polite chuckle, but when you make somebody laugh and it makes them uncomfortable that they're laughing... That, I believe, is when I feel the most satisfied.
Well,
and
then
this
they should feel
is
satisfied.
Because I'm what, Jennifer?
Evil.
Evil. Thank you. Speaking of Jennifer, anybody else you find just riotously funny? Laugh riot?
Yeah, I can't think of his name. From the Monty Python troupe. I love the Monty Python troupe.
Which one, the tall one or the short one?
The really tall one.
John Cleese.
John Cleese. There you go. I love John Cleese. Both his comedy... And his physical humor, you know, it's
he was
Justin
the he was like
me.
The British Chevy Chase almost, except he was actually funny.
Only funny, yeah.
And he's not dead.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase is not dead either. Just his career.
I'm just saying that John Cleese isn't dead and done yet. I mean, he's still
right.
Out
exactly.
There.
Duh. John Cleese is alive and well and still working.
Yeah, and teaching people to defend against a banana.
I don't think I've seen that one.
But yeah, that sounds funny. Yeah. I am a huge fan. You know, that's the thing. I am a huge fan of British humor.
Yeah.
British humor makes me laugh like nobody's business.
Yeah, it's like we end up.
What are you looking at? Colin is giving me this look like, you're crazy, man. What you crazy for?
It's weird.
I love the British
humor.
This
is news to me. I didn't know you liked British humor.
Love it. Yeah.
Well,
absolutely
so,
love it.
They're so irreverent of everything. And we in America, there are lines that we draw.
That's silly.
Oh, good Lord. I've tried to get you to watch some stuff before, and
like what?
I'm not interested.
Like what?
The Office.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm really not a fan of the American Office.
Neither
it's
am
not
I.
at all the same.
Never
they get away
the
with
same.
Far more.
You can
on
never see the American remakes.
Yeah.
And this is all well and good,
the
but
British
unfortunately,
version is much better.
You know, it's hard
it's
for me to make that
head.
Jump to make time in my busy day to set aside time to watch something that is
but
you know
you
that's something that
British
is based
humor.
Off of that I hate. But I do like British humor. Definitely, I like to track it down whenever I can.
Do you watch Fawlty Towers?
You know, I haven't watched much of it, but of course that's John Cleese, and everybody loves John Cleese.
It's funny.
See, I didn't
I'm
find
sure it
Fawlty
is.
Towers funny.
Really?
No.
Too uncomfortable
I think it
for
was
you?
Because he was too angry all the time. He just
Aww,
he was just
Justin.
Fuming all the time. It was
Show
like,
us on the doll where he touched you, would you?
So your comedians have to be happy.
No. Louis Black.
Exactly.
Louis Black.
Exactly. You're saying
he's angry
all the time.
He's
angry
all the time.
But how come he's funny yet Cleese in Fawlty Towers isn't?
Because I
Justin
I guess
hates the Brits.
Because Cleese was just mean.
Yeah,
he was
mean, but
mean
it would never go his way. He was mean, but the shit would always come back to get him.
Yes.
That
and that
was
satisfying, but I didn't find it, you know, funny.
The German episode was excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all that aside, I'll see it eventually. But yeah. Justin, who else do you find funny?
Kathy Griffin, I actually
really?
Quite like.
You really like Kathy Griffin?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'd seen her comedy when she was on the TV show that was the news, whatever it was. She was on a TV show with Brooke Shields. As a second.
Suddenly Susan.
And I got.
I would have preferred it if it were called "Oh Shit, Here's Susan."
And I thought it was fairly, you know, clever. I thought she was her character was very good. And then I started getting into her stand-up, and I really like it. And I'm glad that she's doing well for herself with her Bravo show.
Have you ever heard Lisa Lampanelli's stand-up?
Yes.
Talk about somebody who could make you uncomfortable.
Wow, Lisa Lampanelli.
Lisa Lampanelli.
She makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yes, she does. But at the same time, she's riotously funny. She's
yes.
So quick.
And I think there she can... There's the weird on-off button or the weird mix where you have somebody who can be angry and mean-spirited and yet not be mean-spirited.
She's the female Don Rickles.
Yes, making fun. Oh, and I love Don Rickles. I heard I listened to some of his older stand-up. Brilliant. Absolutely a brilliant man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I like impressions. I like people that can do a spot-on impression. Sadly, that makes me laugh more than somebody telling a joke. Like Frank Caliendo with his Madden. Have you ever heard Frank Caliendo do Jim Rome?
Jim Rome.
You know who Jim Rome is?
No, I don't.
Jim Rome is a talk show host. He has a sports talk show, and he talks just like this.
That's
and has pointless pauses. He calls his listeners clones. Clones, seriously.
Yes, I have.
I'm on
this.
Fire. He does fire. A spot on Jim Rome. He does, of course, a spot on Madden. It's very hard to do Madden.
Yes.
And he does a spot on George Bush. Which is actually not that,
now,
not that hard
to do.
Does
he do Little Bush Comedy Central?
No, and that's the funny thing. He's not the voice of Little Bush.
He's not the voice
The voice of Little Bush. His Bush is actually better than the person who does the voice of Little Bush. But for my money, sometimes the strangest things make me laugh, like Frank Caliendo doing impressions. Or the first time I saw Jeff Dunham and Peanut.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And although... and
best
you know, he's,
ventriloquist
he's
ever.
Still, yeah. He's still working.
Mm-hmm. There's a he's got a video.
He has a new puppet. It is it's a skeleton with a turban on. He's a suicide bomber. And
oh, that's great.
It's extremely funny. And you know, back when Adam Sandler was doing his stand up, I don't know if you ever saw Adam Sandler do stand up.
Yes.
His stuff was so off the wall that I felt like I was the only person laughing at it. Obviously I wasn't because he became wildly successful. But his stand up was so strange. It would just crack me up.
It actually reminded me a lot of the 1970s comedians. Along the same line as Cheech and Chong, he would have little skits in there. You don't hear anymore where comedians put out an album and then they have a little skit in the middle. You know, you don't hear that anymore. But his Toll Booth Man, oh my God, that's brilliant.
You like the Toll Booth
Man?
Yeah.
Right? I like the toll
Welcome to Worcester, $1.75. I think I've heard that one. I know I've heard it. I've got the album.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's certain things that make me laugh, and there's very few people can consistently make me laugh, sadly.
Who really does not make you laugh?
Who really does?
Besides Dane Cook.
Andy Dick.
Yes, correct.
I hate Andy Dick. In fact, I was so
everybody
pleased when I heard that John Lovitz kicked his ass. Because John Lovitz is funny. John Lovitz. And he apparently kicked Andy Dick's ass at an L.A. comedy club because, something to do with Phil Hartman and stuff, but I don't have it in front
Phil
of me, so
Hartman
I won't get into
funny.
It. Phil Hartman was all right.
He was always funny.
I think Phil Hartman, you know.
He had his ups and his downs, but he was always in that range of funny, I think.
You think?
Well, and Troy McClure, Troy McClure was my favorite character.
Right, but that's just a Phil Hartman character. That doesn't mean that Phil Hartman was funny 24.
But he was funny in the delivery of his character.
Well, because he was made to play the character.
Yes.
You were trying to talk or something over there.
Oh, I was just...
mumbling?
I was trying to remember who the heck is... Now, Andy Dick's the blonde guy with the long nose, right?
He was in
glasses,
the comedy Just...
Yes.
In glasses,
yeah.
Okay.
He was on News Radio.
News Radio, yeah.
And John Lovitz is...
John Lovitz is the chubby guy that used to be on Saturday Night Live. He played the...
Would you believe?
He played the... Yeah,
no,
that's,
no.
Yeah,
that's
ticket.
The ticket.
He was the... Yeah, and he played the devil.
He was on the...
He was in Wedding Singer.
Mm-hmm.
He had the...
He was in Rat Race.
Subway commercials just recently.
He was in Rat Race. In fact, his segment in Rat Race, when he has burned his tongue and he is driving the Hitler car.
So
one of the, granted, Rat Race is just a complete ripoff of It's a Mad World, one of the funniest movies ever made. But the segment with John Lovitz having burned his tongue with the shoe polish, addressing the World War II veterans from the Hitler car, easily the funniest scene in any movie anywhere.
He was in the Subway commercial, and he was the guy, and now dinner!
And now dinner! Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
fact, that John Lovitz. You should have just said the guy...
Not that other John Lovitz who's done every
movies. Say the critic. The guy who did the critic.
Well, I did say
okay.
That.
Ah, the critic.
Did, okay. I guess
actually,
you
those Subway
commercials.
Those Subway commercials, though, absolute gold.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I loved it. I loved
well,
those
good for John Lovitz for kicking Andy Dick's ass.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck Andy Dick. Fuck Montrose. Fuck Andy Dick. Anything else we'd like to fuck on this episode?
No, but Colin did mention something.
No.
I'm
not the voyeurism, sweetie.
What, Heather?
Colin mentioned something that was really funny off mic to me that was really funny, but that was whose line is it anyway?
You think, see, the first couple of times I watched that, yeah, it was all right. And yeah, the guy who's hosting that little Don't Forget the Lyrics game show now, Wayne Brady, he was funny a couple of times.
But he wasn't my favorite. I'm talking Colin Mochrie and
Ryan Stiles.
You
know, the problem
Stiles.
With Colin Mochrie is he got so ugly so quick that...
So, but that's God. What... Okay, that's one of the things that's funny.
But
he
they
can
just
do
weren't...
the faces. He can make the funny
I don't,
faces.
You know, see, I just... It got old real quick. Unfortunately, that's the... And that therein lies the problem with improv. If it's too good, you think it's scripted. If it's bad, it is really fucking
right.
bad.
Well, and see, and once
it's
again...
It's hit or miss. It's hit or miss by design.
And there's another example of the British being better than the American. The British one was loads better than the American version.
Isn't it funny how the Brits can do... How everything seems to come from Britain. Why do they get to do everything first?
Because they
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Standards.
£1 million on the line.
Because they've got the watershed hour. That's why.
You know what I'd like to see is Regis go over to Britain and host their game shows. Just, number one, get him out of the country.
I think you're a dick.
That's
what
right.
do you think of that?
Hey,
question.
You over there. You got a question? Hey, you, seriously. You want to win £1 million? Would you like to phone a friend?
Canada puts out some pretty good comedians as well.
Yes, well, Kids in the Hall is excellent.
Yeah, Kids in the Hall is great.
There's been very few Kids in the Hall that I haven't liked.
Sadly, we're out of time. This topic was so hot. Everybody just wanted to speak and wouldn't stop talking. But I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com, where you've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, the one where we say what is and what is not funny. Listen to us. Obey us. Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com has been with us.
Goodbye, fam.
My sister, Heather.
I love Dane Cook.
Justin Carmichael.
Dane Cook, cool.
And Jennifer Carmichael.
Hate Andy Dick.
Okay, kids, we'll be back again next Wednesday. Thanks for joining us.